Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, local parish council wants to keep their local number 67 bus. There's a great community spirit working together for Easter. What is a social prescriber? Do you know? And there's a big list this week at Petersfield Food Bank. Can you help? I'll have details on all those Petersfield stories and how you can help the food bank after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
The Shadow Chancellor Rachel Reeves has said Labour will alter Chancellor Jeremy Hunt's fiscal rule on borrowing in a bid to boost investment into Britain. Ms Reeves used a speech to set out her vision if Labour wins the general election widely expected this year. Four people have been injured in an attack by a suspected XL bully dog in South London. With more detail, here's Edward Breslin.
Armed police were called out after reports that the animal was dangerously out of control and attacking people in Home Road in Battersea. Four men were taken to hospital for treatment for injuries that were not life-threatening, and the dog was shot by police.
A study has found that the air quality around Planloo schools in England is alarmingly poor. Nearly 9 in 10 new school sites exceeded World Health Organization targets on major air pollution. The analysis in the journal Archives of Disease in Childhood suggests children are more susceptible to the harmful effects of air pollution. Northern Ireland's first stalking protection order has been granted by a court in Belfast. The two-year order was handed down to a 46-year-old Belfast man after he stalked and harassed his 50-year-old former partner. Stalking protection orders were first introduced to Northern Ireland in October 2023. And Unilever has announced plans to cut around 7,500 jobs globally as part of a major shake-up. Its expected 6,000-strong UK workforce will be affected. The firm says it plans to invest in AI and IT to boost productivity and save around £680 million over the next 3 years. Employment expert Amanda Lennon says it's a sign of the times.
The job cuts announced by Unilever today show that no big company is immune to the need to make cost savings. Even well-backed big corporations like that are struggling at this time.
That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Poppy Doherty.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Julie Butler at Petersfield Shine Radio. Local parish council wants to keep their local number 67 bus. East Meon is hoping that the number 67 bus that serves the village will not be cut. The most impacted will be the elderly without cars and students trying to get to school or college. Susan Davenport, chairman of the parish council, raises her concerns.
The South Downs has got policies for, you know, sustainability. There are people in the village who choose not to have a car and therefore wish to travel by public transport, and this is being promoted both by Hampshire and the South Downs. If you think that you or someone you know is going to suffer and be disadvantaged if the number 67 is axed, please tell Hampshire County Council, even if it's only you think it's environmentally unsound to axe this service, then please tell the council this, because we reckon the more people who make it clear that it should not be one of the services that's cut, the better.
There's a great community partnership working together for Easter. The meat voucher partnership with the Lions and Morgan's Butcher was a great success at Christmas, so much so that Petersfield Lions decided to do the same for Easter, supporting Butts a Home Start. Trevor Coppin and Nicola Winter explain more.
It's unbelievable. It's such a piece of community partnership. So all our families are obviously struggling or in some way, and they have children under five, and some of our families more than others are needing a little bit of extra support. So when Trevor and the Lions came up with this idea at Christmas, well, the joy on the families when we offered them this voucher was incredible.
We decided that we could do the same at Easter when people do feel the pinch a little bit, particularly those people whose children eat at school and so on and need some help at this time of the year. So we've done the same again.
What is a social prescriber? Do you know? They are here to help in a more holistic way for patients that are struggling with more practical support. Every Thursday morning, they are at the Refresh Cafe at St Peter's Church. No appointment necessary. We talked to Joni Hotchkiss from the Swan Surgery Social Prescribers.
So the drop-in that we do here on a Thursday is no appointment necessary. We're here every single Thursday at St Peter's Church. We're here from 9:30 to 12:30. You can drop in, have a piece of cake and a cup of tea and have a chat to us, and you don't need an appointment. Alternatively, if you'd rather see us in a surgery, that's fine too. You can speak to your GP, who can send us a referral, and we can book an appointment to have a clinical room in surgery if you'd prefer to do it that way. We started this drop-in clinic so that we could get into the community, so that patients could feel they could approach us.
There's a big list this week at Petersfield Food Bank. Can you help? Phil Humphreys is here to let you know what is needed.
Can you help with any type of tin tomatoes, meat, vegetables and fruit? Also, if you have any jars of jam, savoury biscuits, bottles of squash and sweet biscuits. They're also running low on savoury snacks, such as crisps. Don't hesitate to bring them along. Last but not least, always a favourite, any variety of pasta sauce. If you can help in any way, why not take all your donations to the Petersfield Methodist Church on Station Road, where their volunteers will be delighted to see you. They're there every Monday and Wednesday morning. Don't forget, if you can't make any of these times, you can also take your donations to any of the other Petersfield churches and drop boxes that can be found in all main supermarkets.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
This is Leo with your Wednesday weather around the Petersphere. Sunrise is at 6:06 and it's another cloudy day, but it will be dry. Temperatures are creeping up, reaching up to 15 degrees in the early afternoon. Humidity is high in the morning and again overnight into Thursday. Winds are southwesterly during the day, changing to northwesterly overnight. It's just light breezy, with the strongest gust reaching 15 miles per hour overnight. Sunset is at 18:17, high tides at Portsmouth 8:08 in the morning and 21:34 in the evening. Overnight temperatures 10 degrees, Thursday's outlook another cloudy day but dry.
Travel news. Driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
It's Vicky with today's travel update. Cook's Pond Road remains closed today with the divergence still in place there, and work continues on Station Road, so that is closed too. And there's also motorway lights on Frenchman's Lane today. In Liss, Anders Ash Road has two-way lights in place while South East Water carry out works, and the lane and slip road closures of the A3 continue tonight from 8 p.m. That's both directions from Bearlands. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine.